It's 8:08 Tuesday morning. It's 34 degrees already in downtown Charles City. It's going to be a nice spring-like day on this first day-ish of spring. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. It is indeed a beautiful, sunny, nice day. Celebrating a special birthday today for a family member of mine, but we'll get to that later.
Well, it is time for Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And as you have it, we have Floyd County Medical Center in studio. Kay Winkleman, the KCHA official KCHA medical correspondent. Take it away.
He calls me that all the time, Ashley Dittmer. And, you know, it's just kind of a funny joke. But, yes, we have Ashley Dittmer in studio this morning. She is the Surgical Services Director at Floyd County Medical Center. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We're glad that you got to sneak away from the hospital for a few minutes to visit with us. First of all, you became the director of the surgery department in July of last year.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay, you've been at the hospital though for quite a few years. Let's talk about your first year education, the experience that you've had at the hospital, and how that kind of led to your position now.
Yeah, so I started my nursing career actually back in 2004 is when I got my registered nursing license. So I'm coming up on a big anniversary here, 20 years. Started out in Waterloo, as that's where we lived at the time. And then when we moved to Charles City, I started my service at Floyd County Medical Center. And next month, that will be 13 years that I've been there.
So in the 13 years you've been with the hospital here, have you always been in the surgical department?
Yes. Once I got into surgery, I just realized how much that I loved it. It's really an awesome place to work. It's probably obviously my favorite. the procedures that you get to do are incredible, as well as the patients that you meet and helping them through that surgical journey.
Okay. So let's talk about now, as a director of the department, let's talk about your day-to-day duties, the current goals that you guys might have as a unit.
Yeah, so a lot of my day-to-day stuff is making sure that the staff has the tools, have the tools that they need to do their jobs, whether it's supplies, equipment, IT stuff, things like that. Just kind of organizing the department and making sure that everything is running smoothly. I have a really awesome team that I get to be the leader of, and really couldn't do it without those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are indeed great people. So one of the most important procedures, which is a very simple procedure in everybody's lifetime, is a colonoscopy. So there is a new service, and I love the name of this because it makes it sound so important. It's the GI Genius colonoscopy. That's a tough word. Let's visit a little bit about what that all means.
Yeah, so the GI Genius is designed to help doctors find precancerous polyps and lesions during the colonoscopy. And what that means is it's a piece of artificial intelligence that just helps identify and highlight suspicious areas that could be precancerous polyps, makes them stand out to the surgeon or the team that's performing the procedure. Floyd County Medical Center is actually the first in North Iowa to offer this service to patients, so we're pretty proud that we could do that in our little hospital.
Yeah, that is amazing. Does that mean the prep is any different for a patient?
No, everything that the patient experiences is exactly the same as with a regular colonoscopy. The same prep is required, same anesthesia. It's really just an extra set of eyes helping identify any abnormal lesions that are in the colon, but the patient will experience nothing different than having a normal colonoscopy.
Okay. The last time I had a colonoscopy a couple years ago, so I am probably due soon, I was able to not have to swallow the bottle of stuff. I got to take a pill form.
Yep.
Is that still something that is offered, or is that being offered all the time now?
Yeah, yep. We have actually switched to the prep being all in the pill form. It's a lot easier for patients to tolerate instead of having to drink such a large quantity of fluid. People say that it is just as effective as far as the results, and it's just a lot more tolerable and convenient for the patients.
I'm with you 100% on that. It is much, much easier. colon cancer itself is easily detected, and sometimes a colonoscopy can fall by the wayside because people just kind of forget about it or whatnot. Let's talk about why it's so important to get a colonoscopy.
Yeah, so colorectal cancer is the third most common form of cancer that's diagnosed in the United States. There's more than 150,000 cases, new cases, every year. The colonoscopy is the gold standard for detecting polyps and any precancerous lesions that could lead to colorectal cancer. And now, with the added benefit of the smart technology, it's a lot easier to find those polyps.
Okay. Colonoscopies aren't the only thing you guys do at the hospital. You do lots of different procedures. Talk about what Dr. Van Gilder and your team can do for patients.
Yeah, so Dr. Van Gilder is a board-certified surgeon, and she offers every general surgery that you could have. We do laparoscopic cholecystectomies, gallbladder removals, appendectomies, hernia repairs, bowel resections, excisions. She also does breast surgeries, including mastectomies and lumpectomies. And then one little niche that she kind of has that's unique is she does a lot of vein procedures to treat varicose veins and venous stasis in the legs.
Okay. Back to the GI colonoscopy, or GI Genius colonoscopy. It sounds like a fancy procedure. Does it cost any more than, say, a regular colonoscopy?
Nope, it does not occur any additional cost to have the colonoscopy done with the GI Genius. Like I said, it's just an extra set of eyes that help monitor. It plugs in right with the technology that we are currently using to perform colonoscopies and is another visualization tool to find those possibly precancerous polyps.
So. Okay. So if we've got a listener out there who thinks, you know, I haven't had a colonoscopy in a while, I better get it done. How does one go about getting that procedure scheduled?
So you can always visit our website. You can also call our specialty clinic, and we can get you scheduled with Dr. Van Gilder, the chief of surgery at the hospital. The phone number for the clinic is the 641-257-4309.
Okay. Now, is this something, though, like a mammogram? Does it have to be doctor ordered?
Yeah. So you would generally colonoscopies get initiated by your family doctor. You would go in for your yearly physical, and at that time they would tell you, oh, it looks like you're due for your colonoscopy. So they would send paperwork over to the hospital, and we could call you to get that set up. Or if you know that you're due for one, you can also visit with your family doctor. You could possibly come in and see Dr. Van Gilder in the clinic to set it up. There's a lot of different options, but we could certainly help you out by getting a call over to our specialty clinic.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ashley Dittmer, Director of Surgical Services at Floyd County Medical Center. It's always a pleasure to talk to each and every one of you at the hospital. This is always my favorite segment every month, is it not, CRISPR?
It is, and that's why you're our medical correspondent.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Get your GI Genius colonoscopy scheduled so you, too, can have a clean bill of health.
Yes, thank you so much, Kay.
Thank you.
It is 8:16. We have NSYNC coming up. Here's JT.